The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. We don't often talk about sports on this program. We don't. I enjoy sports. Except. My engineer Jeff is the sports expert around here. Who's going to win the national championship tonight, Jeff? Baylor or Gonzaga? Have you picked your team for tonight?
Well, I'm a huge Gonzaga fan, so I'm really hoping they win. But I think it should be a good game either way.
Now they're undefeated, right?
Yep, 31-0.
How many times, Mr. Sports Official, how many times has a college team gone undefeated and won the national championship in basketball? Do you have any idea?
I know it's happened a couple of times. The last time was 1976. It's only a handful of times that it's happened.
All right, so this would be historic if Gonzaga wins. Think it'd be a good game?
Yeah, it should be after the last Gonzaga game with UCLA, and Baylor's a really good team. It's the game everyone's wanted to see all year.
Yeah. All right. Well, now we got that out of the way. Now back to baseball. Oh, it is rare that I carry a topic over after the top of the hour, but this is so maddening, so disgusting, so discouraging, and I don't get involved in sports. I mean, there's all the controversies, you know, about the NBA. I just don't get involved. But this is so this is un-American. And here's another term I don't use very often. This is evil. Because something that impacts the entire nation is based on absolute falsehoods, exaggerations, disinformation, and in some cases, blatant lies. This Georgia voting bill. The legislature in Georgia believed that they needed to tighten up the election laws in Georgia so that there would be an honest and fair election for all of the people of Georgia. This legislation never was about keeping people from voting. It was about keeping people from cheating. Is there anybody out there who supports cheating in voting? Anybody? Is anybody opposed to trying to stop cheating in voting? Anybody? That's what this legislation was all about. Let me read to you a quote from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Again, a left-leaning newspaper. When SB 202, that's the legislation that's in question here, first came out, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution issued a pretty critical editorial accusing this legislation of suppressing the vote in the state of Georgia. That was before they actually read the legislation. Yeah, you would think that a major American newspaper would actually read the legislation before they editorialized on it. After they actually read the legislation, they said, however, there have been changes made to early voting in the legislation. And I'm quoting, experts say the net effect was to expand the opportunities to vote for most Georgians, not limit them. Let that sink in. This is the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Democrat-leaning, left-leaning newspaper, said, experts say the net effect, we're talking about the legislation, SB 202, experts say the net effect is to expand the opportunities to vote for most Georgians, not limit them. In other words, oops, we made a mistake, and after we listened to the experts who had actually read the legislation, oh my goodness, this legislation is actually it's actually going to make voting easier, and it's going to expand voting in Georgia, not suppress it. And yet, you've got liberal Democrats still out there screaming, yelling, shouting, and blatantly lying about this legislation. I think the most outrageous and evil thing about this is not only that President Biden blatantly lied. Now, and what he said in the first press conference he ever had, he went off on a rant about this legislation. And one of the accusations was that they were going to close the polls at 5 p.m. Not true. Never was true. Absolutely false. He said that at the press conference. Well, you could understand he was talking off the cuff and maybe he just got it wrong. The next day, in a planned speech, he made the same accusation. You can excuse maybe ignorance at the press conference, not the second time. The following day, he made the same accusation in planned remarks. By this time, you know that somebody on his staff said, Mr. President, that thing about closing the polls at 5 o'clock, that's not true. Maybe you need to kind of cool it on that because it's not true and it's pretty easy to check it out. He still said it. And then, I think the worst thing of all, he said that this legislation is like Dred Scott on steroids. Now, maybe you don't remember what Dred Scott was about. Dred Scott was a slave. He was a slave, and he was bought and sold by several people. He moved from St. Louis to Iowa to back down south. He was shipped around, and he had been given his freedom, and then his freedom was taken away, and he was bought and sold again. And finally, he and his wife went to court to try to get freedom. And the famous, infamous Dred Scott decision from the United States Supreme Court, evil. Yes, the Supreme Court can make evil decisions. Declared that African Americans, black slaves, were not, never had been, and probably never will be citizens of the United States. So therefore, applicable laws that apply to citizens do not apply to blacks. Horrible decision. Terrible decision. And Joe Biden said that this piece of legislation in Atlanta is Dred Scott on steroids. So in other words, it is much, 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 much worse than Dred Scott. What an asinine thing to say. What an evil thing to say. That a piece of legislation duly passed by a legislature in the United States of America would be referred to as Dred Scott on steroids. I cannot believe that Joe Biden does not know what Dred Scott was. To make such a statement is unconscionable. And you talk about divisive? You talk about divisive? Comparing this legislation that the Atlanta Constitution Journal, after reading it, says, oops, we made a mistake. Actually, it's actually going to expand voting rights in Georgia. we were kind of wrong on that. To say that that legislation is Dred Scott on steroids. The liberal left were constantly screaming, Donald Trump lied, Donald Trump lied. And you know what? He probably did. He exaggerated. Donald Trump in his 4 years never even got close to twisting the truth as Joe Biden has reached in his first 3 months, 4 months of being president. And again, people are going to be hurt from this. Poor people, minorities are going to be hurt. I don't think they care.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I want you to listen to this headline. Chinese Christians tortured in brainwashing camps. Death starts to look better. It's a story about the persecution of Christians all over China. Listen to this. Just listen just a little bit of this. Christians in China are being detained in secretive mobile transformation facilities where they're subjected to brainwashing, torture, and beatings to force them to renounce their faith, a new report has revealed. A member of an underground house church in a southwestern province of China told Radio Free Asia that he was held in a facility run by the ruling Chinese Communist Party for 10 months after a raid on his church. Quote, it was a mobile facility that could just set up in some basement somewhere. It was staffed by people from several different governmental departments. It had its own CCP, that's the Communist Government, Political and Legal Affairs Committee Working Group, and they mainly targeted Christians who are members of house churches. He said he was held in a windowless room with no ventilation and prohibited from going outside during the time he was held captive in the facility. There, he was subjected to various forms of torture, from beatings to mental manipulation. Quote, they were using brainwashing methods on those of us who were on bail from the detention center. It was in a secret location in a basement. There is no time limit for the brainwashing process. I don't know how the longest time anyone has been held there, but I was detained for 8 or 9 months. You can't see the sun, so you lose all concept of time. The Christian said suicidal ideation and self-harm were not uncommon in the facility due to the continuous torture inmates endured. Quote, I couldn't sleep. After you've been in there a week, death starts to look better than staying there. I bashed myself against the wall to self-harm. One time in there, I was groggy and was trying to open my eyes, but I couldn't. Four or five of them grabbed me by the arms and legs and pinned me to the ground. They injected me with some drug and brought me back to consciousness, and then they began to beat me again. The story goes on and on about the suffering, the torture that is being handed out to Christians in China. And Major League Baseball is dealing regularly with China and the Chinese government. I want that to sink in. They're not pulling. They have pulled the All-Star game from Atlanta because of legislation that even a left-leaning newspaper says, oops, no, it's actually going to expand voting, not limit it. This is Major League Baseball, by the way, that has played exhibition games in Cuba. Cuba! And yet they won't go to Georgia. They will deal with China that is brainwashing, torturing Christians and the small group of Muslims that they're torturing as well. Human rights are non-existent in China. And yet they have no, Major League Baseball has no problem dealing with China or Cuba or other communist socialist countries, but they're going to punish Atlanta. Oh, the NBA as well. LeBron James said he completely supports pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta, but he has no problem selling his sneakers that are made in China. One thing the liberal left is really, really, really good at, and that's hypocrisy. Joe Biden said this legislation in Georgia is Dred Scott on steroids. Well, I want you to know, my friend, Major League Baseball is hypocrisy on steroids. The liberal left politicians, steroids, or hypocrisy on steroids, and the president. Okay. I'll be completely honest with you. I knew this administration was going to be bad. I just knew it was. But it is so much worse than what I anticipated. We've got the crisis on the border still getting worse day by day. It is not getting better. It is getting worse. Thousands and thousands and thousands of children being held in inhumane conditions, passing COVID back and forth. And the president still has not visited the border. Oh, that's right. He appointed Vice President Kamala Harris to take care of the border situation. That was, I believe, 11 days ago. Has she been to the border yet? No. Has she held a press conference to deal with the problem that she specifically was assigned? No, not a word. Oh, she's been in California since Friday, selling President Biden's tax package and hobnobbing around with Gavin Newsom, who has a very good chance of being recalled. Kamala Harris, given the situation at the border, the president personally appointed her. She hasn't even been to the border to look. No comments, no press conference. Yeah, this administration is far worse than I ever dreamed it could be.